Rise, 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 and kiss your freedom. Rise, 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 embraced by love. Let us turn toward the sun of eternal life, the spiritual sun that cannot set and forever rises on the horizon of our own experiences. Definitely and deliberately, we just let go of every lost hope, every fear of want, every sense of lack, every hurt, because today we leave the tomb of doubt and enter the sanctuary of certainty. Rise, rise, rise and see the glory. We roll away the stone of uncertainty from our consciousness. We find the resurrection, the divine, and God-intended perfection and wholeness. We let go of every belief that we are lost and forlorn, because what we know is that the doorway from the tomb leads us from all that morbid thought. Rise, embraced by wisdom. We are standing forever in the glory of an everlasting protection of the one presence. We let go of all disease and disharmony. We slip back. Those things slip back into the tomb of oblivion, for the spiritual body now rises triumphant in every cell. We are instantly renewed by the creative principle of eternal life that is within us. We are alive. We are aware. And we know that the kingdom of God is here, is within us. This very moment. Rise, 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 embraced by wisdom.
Rise and know you are God. This morning I begin with a Bible reading on the resurrection from the book of John, the 20th chapter. Early in the morning, on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone was moved away from the entrance. She ran at once to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved. Breathlessly panting, they took the master from the tomb. We don't know where they've put him. Peter and the other disciple left immediately for the tomb. They ran neck and neck. The other disciples got there first, outrunning Peter, stooping to look in. He saw the pieces of linen cloth lying there, but he didn't go in. Simon Peter arrived after him. He entered the tomb and he observed the linen cloths lying there and the kerchief that had been used to cover his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but separate, neatly folded by itself. And then the other disciple, the one who had gotten there first, went into the tomb and took one look at the evidence and believed. No one yet knew from the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The disciples then just went back home. But Mary stood outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she knelt to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels sitting there, dressed in white. One at the head and the other at the foot of where Jesus' body had been laid. And they said to her, "Woman, why do you weep?" "They took my master," she said, "and I don't know where they've put him." After she said this, she turned away and she saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't recognize him. Jesus spoke to her, "Woman, why do you weep? Who are you looking for?" She, thinking that he was a gardener, said, "Mister, if you took him, tell me where you have put him so that I can care for him." And Jesus said, "Mary." Turning to face him, she said in Hebrew, "Rabbi," meaning teacher. And Jesus said, Don't cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go to my brothers and tell them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, my God and your God." And Mary Magdalene went, telling the news to the disciples. "I saw the Master." And she told them everything he had said to her. And now from A Course in Miracles on the resurrection. Let us not spend this day brooding on the crucifixion of God's Son, but happily in the celebration of his release. For Easter is the sign of peace, not pain. A slain Christ has no meaning, but a risen Christ becomes a symbol to look upon oneself as healed and whole. This Easter, look with different eyes upon each other. Look upon each other and see no thorns nor nails to crucify, for in you this knowledge already exists. You are ready to be freed from all the fear that has kept this truth hidden from you. But there is no fear in love. This is the way to heaven. This is the way to the peace of Easter, in which we join in glad awareness as the sons and daughters of God are risen this day. We have risen from the past and are awakened to today. There is no fear in love. And now I will ask Reverend Renee Morgan Brooks to step forward and center us with that great music that precedes our invocation.